you could send one message to Americans 50 years in the future, what would it be?
Don't send your sons to finish what politicians start.
Pick a window.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
You are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. Welcome back, us.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Outstanding. So here we are. It's me. It's Tiffany. It's JC.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the resistance.
We did. Look, we were off last week. There were a lot of different things and complications, mainly involving hosting. Mm-hmm. I managed to get a small extension on that. We couldn't upload anything. But they left the
website. Which really meant we shouldn't bother recording anything, since most of our podcasts are timely, you know, current news stories.
Thanks to a couple of folks hitting the donate button over there at theleftshow.com, we managed to get hosting put back to rights again. So here we are. We will probably be begging for money all the way through to January, because January is the big dangerous month. I'm not going to be as frantic about it this year. I'm just going to take a big deep breath, ask for help, and then move on and see what I can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not a lot we can do. There's a lot that you could do. You could hit the donate button. You could join our Patreon squad at patreon.com/defendmedia. We give extra content for every show. So with this show, you get all the stories we don't have time to get to, but we really want to get to because they're funny. So we put them in Patreon.
Sometimes they're funny.
Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're like, well, we still got to get to them because fuck, we got to talk about this. This is therapy, as you know. And then we have the comic book podcast. We put up something. Usually it's a little more accessible, but it's making fun of usually a list somebody's put up. And then, even I Told You So does extra content. So, yeah. Look at what you get if you join our Patreon. All this extra free stuff. Yep. Well, all this extra stuff.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, so, you know, patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Every week that we record, we're there. We're there with fresh content. Stuff that
literally
other people
helps
can't
keep the show. It literally helps keep the shows coming out to you.
Yeah, that's basically brilliant. Patreon pays for hosting, and we lost several Patreon folk to expired credit cards.
Yep.
That took the I got my feelings hurt for a minute, and then went and saw what happened. So if you're a Patreon squad member and you haven't seen an update in the last few days or the last couple of weeks, probably your card expired. Maybe take a peek. I don't know. You know, I'm not your dad. I can't tell you what to do. I can just offer suggestions. Like, go fix that, would you please? Anyway, hi, gang. Big week. We're going to talk about it here in just a minute. We went to the protest yesterday in Utah County, down in Provo.
I would argue that was a more important one than, say, in a Boston or New York, because they all look at Utah. I mean, when the last VP for Trump, when he was going to come out here, and when Pence was going to come out here and debate Kamala Harris, you know, you remember he said, and we're going to debate, and it'll be in Salt Lake City, Utah, as in, we get the home court advantage. It's like, you don't know where the fuck you're going when it comes to going to the University of Utah. And then, you know, the same thing with Charlie Kirk. He's like, oh, no, I'm in Utah. This is where it's safe. Yeah.
Shit.
Until a Utah just chooses it's not.
Until he took one to the neck.
Here. Yeah.
God damn it.
But no, it's Provo is the red zone of the reddest state, one of the reddest states in America, and you guys were at that protest, which probably wasn't that big.
It was much, much bigger than I thought it was going to be. When we got there,
right,
there was maybe 1,000 people, give or take. Mm-hmm. Maybe by the time we left, it was probably around 2,500. It was on all four corners at the city hall building. It was mm-hmm. it was way deep. It was 20 bodies deep on the side with the park. It was a good 20 bodies deep and all the way around the block on the corner we were. Mm-hmm. And then the two north corners both had probably 20, 30 people, give
yeah,
or take.
Yeah, I think so.
And a lot of people honking. Couple of middle fingers, but for the most part, just happy thumbs up and stuff. And there were chants, mm-hmm. no speakers. You had some lefty causes there that were giving away their literature. You know, and I think we stopped and talked to all of them.
You did.
I did.
You're very friendly and chatty.
Well, the last one, the lady had candy and didn't give me any.
You just have to take it. You don't have to ask.
No, you should ask.
For the candy on the tables?
Yes.
No.
Yes. You
I've
should
tabled
ask.
Tabled enough
it should,
that
it should be. It should be offered
asks.
To you.
It
did
should
you get
be.
A piece of candy? No, I did not. Would you like a piece of candy? I would love a piece of candy. But anyway, with that aside, she
I did
was,
like the photo Tiffany got of the old guy.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
What, was he in his 80s or something? It looked
he
like 90s.
In his 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's wearing a t-shirt that says, if you support a rapist, expect to get fucked. I was so happy.
Yeah, there were some really good ones there. There's one I saw online this morning that had a picture of Trump just looking all bloated. And on top of it, it said cholesterol. And at the bottom, it said, do your fucking job. That one cracked me up.
You know, and this isn't anything to do with Trump, but Ace Frehley dies due to complications from a fall, and he was 77. Mitch McConnell literally falls down running away from a reporter asking him about the shutdown and the Epstein files, and he's fine.
Bounced right back up.
There is no fucking justice in this world. That's all I'm saying. If I had the McDonald's diet that Trump has, I'd be dead from a heart attack right now. And that motherfucker just keeps pounding Big Macs like there's no tomorrow, and
yeah,
he's fine.
At the same time, I'm like, I could go for a McDonald's right now.
We could all handle some McDonald's right now. But at the same time,
but not as a primary dietary source. That can't be. That's as insane as eating nothing but Pop Tarts to live.
Oh yeah. Please, they're well, fruit.
There's fruit.
didn't when Morgan Spurlock did his Super Size Me documentary, he actually got like really bad health news after he did the whole thing.
I'm sure.
And he, you know, was like, your cholesterol's up. You're about to have a heart attack is what his doctor is telling him. And he's like, wow, so this is what happens when you... And meanwhile, here's fucking Trump. There's my diet. Nope, nope, nope.
I said, he died last year, Morgan Spurlock. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. That's right.
I bet it was McDonald's related.
Mm-hmm.
More than
likely. So it'll take out an artist like Morgan Spurlock, but Trump just keeps going fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So
no
millions,
justice.
Millions of folk, they're guessing around 7 million folks from coast to coast,
mm-hmm.
from border to border, you know, showed up yesterday to protest. That's a pretty good number. Now, we out in Utah, like I said, we had a couple of thousand at least. Down in Provo, I saw a few hundred up in like Heber. I saw another bunch down in Cedar mm-hmm. City. I mean, I did not see anything yet from St. George. I imagine there was something down there. I just haven't seen it yet. And yeah, you know, now millions. I'm going to give my personal opinion in a minute. But yeah, to celebrate her 70th birthday, retired government worker Peggy Cole said she and a friend drove nearly 10 hours from her hometown in Flint, Michigan, to join a protest in Washington, D.C. These are the kind of people that were out doing the thing, while Republicans were calling it hate rallies.
Mm-hmm.
I saw no hate. I saw a lot of American flags.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of American flags.
To be fair, it is a hate rally if you're, you know, pro-fascist. Obviously, we hate you, so we're rallying against you, but, you know.
Yeah, that's one little piece of advice this podcast started pushing out this week, and that's basically don't say Antifa anymore. I mean, it's a cool word. I fucking love it. Don't get me wrong. It's badass. I wish I was the head of Antifa. But no, just say anti-fascist. When they say Antifa and you're talking about it, you just say anti-fascist and then let them message against that.
I found my perfect shirt, though.
Oh, no, you're good. The shirt's perfect.
Okay, good.
I'm just, when you're talking, when you're going back and forth.
Yeah. Okay.
But what was it?
I think we need a t-shirt for the moment on that as well, Jeff.
Yeah, it was Antifa. Antifa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I like that. But yeah, it's...
Have you done a t-shirt of this one yet?
Not yet.
The anti-fascist?
No.
Okay, that would look great across my chest is all I'm saying. Baby.
We did, however,
get it looked better across Tiffany's chest, but
I can't argue with you on that.
Yeah.
Neither can I.
I'm looking it up right now real quick. I got new merch up on the haberdashery. You can get to that at leftshow.com. Release the Epstein Files Unredacted shirt we did a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Got a safe space shirt that I'm pretty proud of. And then I basically just put the fucking Fourth Amendment on a t-shirt. Because it's getting broken so many times. Because you listen to Christy Noem get all bent out of shape that people wouldn't let them in to use the bathrooms. I'm sorry we don't let you forcibly house your soldiers in our places of home and business. Mm-hmm. Jeez, if only there was an amendment to the Constitution that had something to do with this. Fourth Amendment. Amendment to the Constitution. It's a very important one. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon a probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. I don't know if you could take a look at this and hold it up in comparison to, I don't know, rough example off the top of my head, ICE. ICE is violating the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution over and over again all day long. And here's the beauty. You want to hear the really tasty bit? You want to hear, not that I'm proud of this by any stretch of the imagination, because I really think we ought to just get off the back of people that immigrate here. Obama. Still, when you go month to month, still deported more people than Trump has right now. And he did it with due process. You may not like that he did it. And I do not like that he did it. It's one of those brag statistics that pisses me off, you know, but nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he still had a better track record at deportations utilizing the rule of law than these assholes crashing fucking court cases for people that are doing the process legally.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, there are two things there. First, this was pointed out by influencer Monty Mander, who said when they wrote the Bill of Rights, if they meant citizens, they put the word citizen in the Bill of Rights. The Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure. By the people means anyone living in the United States. It doesn't say the right of citizens to be secure.
Right.
It says the right of the people.
Right.
Secondly, and this was a big one. It's when Obama was deporting people, it was people who had overstayed visas. It was people who had violated their visas through either committing crimes or doing something they weren't supposed to as part of their visa. and or people who just cross the border without going through the, you know, going through a port of entry. All of that is illegal. And I actually don't have a problem with dealing with those people in a one-on-one basis to say, why are you here? What's going on? Why'd you cross the border without, you know, without going through a checkpoint? Why did you overstay your visa? And what can we do? If we can't do anything to keep you here, or if you committed a crime, then yeah, okay, we'll deport you back to where you come from, or at least throw you over the border, you find your own way back. But anybody else, it's like, no, we need immigration. Every country, every Western country right now needs immigration for one main reason. We stopped having babies at the rate we used to.
Yeah.
And it's actually affecting a workforce in a much wider area. The other thing we really need that would help a lot is the migrant, the migrant worker program to be reinstated.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be a good one. So Mike Johnson's been, you know, jumping up and down, waving his arms, calling this these hate protests and hate rallies and stuff like that. And Ezra Levin, who's the co-founder of Indivisible, that's the group that's been helping out with the rallies lately, basically says, I don't think it's that complicated. The one thing an unpopular authoritarian regime is scared of is a mass organized peaceful people power. That is it. Yep. Well, no. No, Ezra, I'm afraid you've missed the mark, son. This guy doesn't give a shit if everybody fucking rallied against him. You saw the video, I'm guessing, of him wearing a crown, flying a fighter jet, dumping poop on protesters. Little AI piece of shit, no pun intended, that he put out the day after the No Kings rally is him in a crown dumping shit on protesters. The only thing that's going to make a change is a general strike. That's it. There's nothing else. If we don't fucking start costing these cabinet members money. Look, when we put sanctions on Russia, we put them on the oligarchs that have all the money and we freeze their assets all over the world. And then they call up Vladimir and they're like, hey, Vlad, you know, I can't pay for Bentley when all money is frozen because you'd be asshole in Ukraine. And that's the kind of pressure that it needs is financial. These guys speak nothing but financial pressure. And right now, they're cooking us with it. A protest is wonderful. It's great. The optics are insanely cool. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work for a guy that doesn't give a shit. Every other president before this, you know, with the exception of 45, they gave a shit about their numbers. They gave a shit about their reelection. He doesn't. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Well, fuck it. We'll talk about it right now. North Carolina has decided they're going to redistrict unconstitutionally to add more Republican seats. Yep. What other Republican, you know? I know right now that the Republicans in Utah are desperately, desperately clutching at straws to the point that they're... Hang on, give me a sec. Let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To the point that they are hiring people to get signatures on a petition... Hiring people like they keep accusing us of doing at $40 an hour, $40 an hour to put a referendum on that would get rid of the referendum we already voted in for non-gerrymandered maps. All right, please continue.
I'm sorry. First of all, they picked the map that was the most gerrymandered of the maps that were created. It was obviously the one the Republican side of the committee created. By the way, four Republican members, two Democratic members on that committee. I'm like, boy, that reminds me of somebody's KSL days. When he was the fair and balanced part of their news coverage.
1 hour a week. What was my...
Unless BYU was playing.
Yeah, my tag was, there's 168 hours in the week. This one's different.
But no, it was this, you know, they picked the most gerrymandered one and now they want to dump it because they're like, nope, it's not gerrymandered enough for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, just to finish off before we go to a hard break, a tweet or whatever you call it, I'm certainly not calling it a truth. Bullshit from Trump saying the Ukraine impeachment of me scam was a far bigger illegal hoax than Watergate.
I'm sorry, what?
Yup. Watergate. He thinks Watergate,
Watergate was a hoax.
You know, the one with all the evidence and the president admitting to doing it. Yeah.
The most researched scandal we've ever had, where it's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the president was up to basically rigging an election.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, he was rigging an election. That's really what it came down to. He was rigging an election.
Yep.
And he had been reelected based upon scamming the American people, and he was found out, and he chose to resign because he respected the office of the president, unlike the current Cheeto King that we have.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, hard break. We'll be back.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Diane Keaton, Drew Struzan, Penelope Milford, and Ace Frehley. In Tinseltown, is Jenna Ortega in Star Wars?
Oh, I hope so.
Is Stephen Colbert in Star Trek?
Good question.
Is Peacemaker getting a third season?
I don't want to say.
We watched Peacemaker, Beautiful Creatures, High Potential, House of Guinness, Alien Earth, Picard Season 3, The Center Seat, Discovery Season 1, and Fantastic Four, The Early Years. In comics, will Marvel's Ultimate Universe end again? Why did Ubisoft cancel the latest Assassin's Creed?
No good reason.
What is the exciting imprint returning to DC Comics? We review Return to Planet Hulk, They Choose Violence, Captain America number 4, Time Waits, Daredevil number 25, Kill All Immortals 2, number 1, The Mortal Thor, Wonder Woman number 25, Absolute Wonder Woman, and Project Hail Mary.
That's a lot of reading we did.
All that in Star Trek excitement. Face Front, True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available every Tuesday. Comicbookpodcast.com and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.
You guys know what the difference is between a genealogist and a gynecologist?
I'm a little afraid of what you're about to say.
I'm a little afraid to finish. One looks up the family tree. The next bit, yeah, no doubt. The next bit is so icky. I don't want to start. I want to talk about something else. Tell everybody what your big to do is next weekend. Your Kirkin of the Tartan.
My big to do next. You got the Kirkin of the Tartan. This is at the First Presbyterian Church in Salt Lake City. It is worth going to, even if you're an atheist who's triggered by anything religious. The minister knows that they get people of every denomination at this particular event, so she usually keeps it. And it's a female minister, by the way. She keeps it pretty, pretty neutral, religious neutral. She talks about being nice to each other, you know. Like a Christian would. An American Christian.
I like the idea of a woman pastor.
Yeah. And I always make sure when I line up that I'm in the position to get my tartan blessed by her. The big thing is the Salt Lake Scots pipe band, one of the best pipe bands here in Utah, performs in there. And the acoustics in that place... Oh my God! So they get the Westminster College Choir to come down.
Yeah.
They perform Highland Cathedral, which has lyrics. They project the lyrics up on screens for you guys to see, for the audience to see and sing along with. But I mean, the Westminster Choir singing plus they have a small band that they put that they have that will play, plus the pipe band as well. And you get one of those amazing musical performances in a room without needing any amplifiers, anything like that. It just the whole residence chamber just is screaming for you, and it's beautiful. If you hate bagpipe music, you're gonna love it anyway. It's worth checking out. But yeah, the whole thing is it's sort of an American tradition where people of Scottish descent would go into the church, which is called the Kirk,
yeah,
in Scotland. They'd go into church and they would secretly hold their tartan as the minister was giving blessings, with the intention that that was blessing their clan. But as time wore on and Scottish sort of identification became more and more popular, a lot of different Presbyterian churches started doing a kirkin, where you would go in and you present your tartan to the minister, who then blesses your whole clan. So I do that, do it once a year. It's the only time I go to church in a year. So,
well, I mean, it's a good reason.
Yeah.
You would hate to have a cursed kilt.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mine's a little cursed.
Is it?
Yeah, it fits a little snug. Didn't used to.
That's a curse.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. I should have brought it in and got it blessed.
They shrink in the closet. You have to keep an eye on them.
It's true. It's true. If you're not wearing it every day, you're not keeping it stretchy and supple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They'll start to shrink in the closet on you.
Speaking of stretchy...
What was that transition about?
There's no good transition for this.
Well, stretchy wasn't.
Little Tucker Carlson's at it again, gang, saying some nutty stuff that's really uncomfortable making and is probably going to have a very uncomfortable Chuck Schumer impression in just a moment. During a recent episode of his podcast, Tucker Carlson told his guest, Representative Tim Burchett, Republican of Tennessee, that he thinks that people's personal lives are getting weirder in Congress. Well, what could he possibly be talking about? To continue the quote, "I don't think I'm imagining this," he said. "It's just not sleeping with your scheduler. It's weirder than that now. Have you noticed that?" he asked, to which Burnett replied that he tries to stay in his office as much as possible. To which Tucker replied, "Well, I just want to say for the record, I never heard of anybody participating in an orgy in Washington, D.C. in my entire life. But I've only heard about it a lot recently." Tennessee congressman said he hopes that's not the case, but he's never been invited. Okay.
Because they know you'd snitch, Burnett. That's really why.
That's what they do. Well, and just, in case of an accidental pregnancy, they're trying to keep the gene pool above water.
Yeah, no kidding.
They don't want Tennessee down there.
So
yeah, you heard me, Tennessee.
So Fucker Carlson wants to ask Pete Buttigieg direct gay sex questions to see if he's actually gay. He's pining about Republican orgies in Congress.
Yep.
I think this whole thing is saying a lot more about Tucker lately than Tucker needs to get laid. He needs a blowjob. Somebody take one for the team. Give him a blowjob so he'll settle down a little bit.
I got a message for Tucker. You ready? Tucker, your search history's bleeding through your search results, pal.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all it is. It's all those ads that are making you think gay stuff. It's because of your search results, sport. So if you're searching it, that's why it's popping up. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, I have absolutely no idea why there's a pair of furry Uggs on my page right now. But apparently I had a dream about them.
Yep.
Because, boop, there they are. We talked about something just like yesterday. Like, we were just in the other room,
mm-hmm.
and there's an Alexa in the room. And I was like, blah, something. And I came into the office and sat down at the computer to get a little work done. And there it was. There it was, right in the middle of my Facebook page.
Yep. Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Yep. I can't for the life of me remember what the fuck it was. It would be a much more interesting story if I could, but
I don't remember either.
Yeah. Regardless, that's where we're at. Tucker Carlson thinks the members of Congress are having orgies. Just saying. Until you've seen Chuck. Never. No. No.
No.
No. Until you've seen Chuck Schumer tag team Marjorie Taylor Greene with Dick Durbin.
He did it.
Doing the Eiffel Tower. Well, you haven't lived. Or wanted to die quite as much.
I just want to die at that point, yes.
Yeah, you walked in on that unholy scene and you're like, okay, where's Sam Raimi hiding? Huh? Because this is some fucked up shit right here.
Is Kevin Smith in the building? What's going on here?
Multiple Republican congressional offices have received these American flags with swastikas right in the middle. Did you see the picture on this one? Let's see.
The next story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, some of the Republicans are calling it an optical illusion, to which I say, it's a swastika, you fucking numbnuts. It's an optical illusion. No, it's not. It's a swastika, you dipshit. Look at it.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. That is Mein Führer's American flag. Right there. And here's the problem, is a lot of these Republicans hanging them up.
Yep.
Hanging them up in their offices. I mean, it gets even better. So multiple Republican congressional offices have received American flags with, quote, hidden swastikas, end quote. They're not hidden. It's right in the fucking middle. It is.
Yeah.
It is. You cannot not see it. Anyway, embedded in them, the symbol used by the Nazi party. It was allegedly concealed on the flag. It's not concealed. What is this? Who wrote this? What are you, this? The Independent? Are you shitting me?
Who the fuck wrote this? Yeah.
Let's find out. A guy named Owen Scott.
Owen Scott.
Yeah.
Dude, did you even see a photo of one? It is not concealed. It's not an optical illusion. That's just what the Republicans are trying to say because they got caught hanging them up in their on their walls going, this is cool. I love
this.
Well,
this is where it gets funny.
I love Adolf Hitler.
So this Republican representative, Taylor, mm-hmm. Let's see right here. Dave Taylor, Congressman Dave Taylor. The flag was hanging up in a cubicle in his office. Taylor mm-hmm. has blamed the incident on a ruse. Although he has said that the flag was vile and deeply inappropriate, having hung it in his office to be befuddled by an optical illusion or something.
Mm-hmm. I walk past this every day and I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so vile and deeply inappropriate. You hung it in your office. Numerous Republican offices, he says, have confirmed that they were, quote, targeted by an unidentified group or individual who distributed American flags bearing a similar symbol, which were initially indistinguishable from an ordinary American flag to the naked eye.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a swastika in the middle of the fucking flag. It's a swastika. You can't not see it. It's right fucking there. Look, if this is the level of intellect that our current fucking Republican office holders are sporting, well, goddamn dick dang. I'll be fucking cheap dipped if I could have seen that there swastika.
It's, you need to reconsider who you're voting for if you're a Republican voter when your reps can't see a fucking swastika. I mean, you would at least notice that because it's in the middle of the stripes, right? You'd at least notice that a couple of stripes are going vertical and go, what's that about?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think what it's about is it's a fucking swastika.
It's look a swastika, at it. Yes.
It's and they've got it hanging right next to a regular American flag. It's okay. But you look at this picture. You look at this picture of fucking Dave Taylor, and you're just like, yeah, you're probably pretty thick.
Yep.
You probably got run because you had money.
Well, he's the one who got caught, right? Because he was filming in his office. standing right in front of the fucking thing.
The optical
giving
illusion.
Giving some speech about the shutdown and how bad the Democrats are, the Socialist Democrats are. Meanwhile, he's standing in front of a flag with a swastika on it. People are like, Dave, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's such a ruse. It's such an optical illusion. It's so blinding to the human eye that somebody spotted it fucking 20 feet behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hanging in a cubicle. It's not a big flag. It's a little flag. It's a little 3x or maybe 5x7.
Yeah, it's one of those you take to a parade and wave. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I waved one yesterday. Guess what? No swastika.
Didn't have a swastika.
Not a one. Not a one. I think all of our flags are pretty much swastika clean, right?
Yeah. No optical illusions happening.
None whatsoever. Nope. Well, the only optical illusion being whatever it is that keeps Tiffany interested in me. We can keep that one going. That's yep. what I'm saying. But yeah. Yeah. A swastika. It's fucking ridiculous. It looks handmade.
Yeah,
I like
it
if
does.
You scroll down, there's another one. It is handmade. If you scroll down, you can see the handmade, and somebody put black marks to show where the swastika ends. I'm like, you didn't need to do that.
They probably did for Rep Dave, man.
Yeah.
Rep Dave, he looks pretty fucking slow.
Dave, can't you see the swastika? No, here, let me mark. Oh, now I see it.
Which one of the guys in King of the Hill, the slow one? There was Dale.
There's Dale. There's he's Hank. The conspiracy theorist. Hank.
Yeah, Hank. There was Boomhauer.
Yep.
And then there was that last one whose name I can never remember. I think he's based on old Dave Taylor over here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Or Patrick. Patrick the Starfish has love in his heart.
Yes.
That's the difference. But they're about the same smart. Those mm-hmm. two.
Yeah, this other one was made with a red marker and whiteout, it looks like.
Yeah, let's see. La, 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 la. A different staffer noticed the flag in Taylor's office within moments of logging onto a virtual call on Tuesday. Politico has corroborated through screenshots of the call and a call log. Angelo Alia, the legislative aide who sat in front of the flag during the call, seemed unbothered, never acknowledged it.
It's just fine with me.
It's either that or he just couldn't see it because it was so craftily hidden right in the middle of the fucking flag. Right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Oh, my God.
So.
Favorite thing this week.
Yeah. So, being a young Republican, you can do that till you're 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you take a look at Mitch McConnell, 40 is pretty fucking young.
It's pretty young.
Yeah.
They should put their age.
Look at that youngin over there, sporting 50 like he does. Anyway,
Mitch McConnell looks at these 50-year-olds coming into the Senate, going, "You got your whole life ahead of you,
whippersnappers." Have you even hit puberty yet? Young Republicans got their chat logs doxed. Somebody took them and somebody released them, and oh my God, even the KKK was heard to blush.
Mm-hmm.
Bombshell Politico report Tuesday culled from 2,900 pages of Telegram messages laid bare the spine-curling racism, anti-Semitism, misogyny, and other bigotry that's just casual conversation among leaders of the young Republican groups from various states. They referred to black people as monkeys, the watermelon people. They mused about putting their political opponents in gas chambers. They talked about raping their enemies and driving them to suicide, and lauded Republicans who they said they believed supported slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they get? They got J.D. Vance on the TV saying, "Hey, don't come down so hard on a bunch of kids.
They're children.
They're just kids. They're just young Republicans.
A bunch of 30 and 40-year-old kids."
Yeah. Yeah, they were, I think, like two of them were in their 20s, their late 20s, and the rest were in their 30s.
Yeah.
Why is it that when white people commit, well, let's just say crime, you know, they're kids. They're kids, you know, but if something happens with like a black teenager, they get tried as adults.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Every time.
You know, the only thing that happened to this is one of the guys was actually an elected member of his state legislature, and he did resign. One of them has resigned. So that one just popped up earlier today. I didn't get it on the list yet. I apologize. That's bad news gathering on my part. But yeah, I just, it's my God. Of course we call you Nazis. Of course we call you racist. Of course we call you anti-Semitic. You know, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not real hot on fucking Zionism right now, but you know, why do I keep getting a finger pointed at me by these guys that call me names, that call me racist? They're like, call traitor. Welfare's racist. No, it's not.
Because they're really racist, but they want you to see that you're just as bad as they are in their eyes.
It is. It is projection. It's projection.
Yeah.
You know,
it really is.
There was a person in my life who's no longer in my life that used to just think up the worst shit you could do to somebody and then blame people in her life for planning these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what this is. When Republicans look at drag queens reading to kids, they're like, those drag queens are going to molest those kids. Remove the drag queen, and it's just this Republican can't stop thinking about molesting kids.
Yeah.
And it is proving out in crime statistics on how bad Republicans, right-wing clergy, you know, these J6ers keep getting arrested for child sex materials. It's obscene.
Yep.
It's disgusting. And yet their messaging works when they turn it and point it at us. You know, it's just, it's one of the reasons Schumer needs to go. It's one of the reasons Schumer needs to go. He's not fighting hard enough in any direction. He had the balls, the stones, to go to a fucking No Kings march yesterday. The day after, he threw his endorsement behind a 77-year-old centrist right-leaning Democrat running against that that clam digger guy, the fisherman up in Maine.
Yeah.
Who's leading Susan Collins by like 40 points. You know, and Schumer's like, "Whoop, can't have that. He's only in his 40s, young whippersnapper." we gotta get us somebody.
We can't have more socialists like Bernie in office, or the whole thing will become more socialist. Well, we'd like it to be more socialist, Chuck. Have you not figured that out yet?
Yes, we would. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back with the end of the show.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com. D-E-F-E-N.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
I have for young progressives, for young lefties, for young radicals, for young punk rockers, I have to put my faith in them. They're the only thing that can save us at this point. We can't do it with the boomers. You know, we can't do it with Gen X anymore. They can't be counted on, which breaks my heart. You know, yeah, it's these youngins. They're either going to save us or not. And if they choose not to, I understand their decision. As much as it pains me, and like I was saying in the break, I need these kids to save me. And by me, I mean like me, you know, and I'm just going to keep, I'm going to keep believing that they can figure this out, that they can fix what, frankly, we ignored too long to fix.
Yeah.
For Gen X, you know.
Well, and that was, that happened to us. And unfortunately, my youthful ideas ended in the ended last century, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from the 1900s.
And they were summarily ignored every time I would try to introduce them to the boomers and the silent generation that were in charge around me.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but to me, I'm like, no, you probably have a better idea because this is your world now and you're the ones I want. You know, like I always ask my kids, so what does your generation think about? And I usually use those terms. What is your, well, I usually don't say generation. What is your, what are your friends saying about, like I asked my daughter, what are your friends saying about Kamala Harris? You know, what are people saying about her on your TikToks and stuff? Because my TikToks are all an echo chamber and I want to know what's really going on out there.
I like my TikTok echo chamber currently. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
I love my
it's
echo
mostly
chamber.
Dogs. Mm-hmm. It's I go to TikTok to feel better. I get very little political news on there right now. It's mostly just adorable fucking dogs
that make you cry sometimes.
Sometimes they make me cry. Sometimes I mean dogs. We saw a lot of cool dogs at the protest yesterday. Most of them looked hypoallergenic, which is a little disappointing. Didn't look like a lot of rescue mutts out there. It really did look like designer dogs. One of them was even in a backpack and looked adorable.
What was the big one we saw?
Oh, a Mastiff.
Yeah.
A big bull beautiful. Mastiff. Big 200-pound, little truly phased, cute little puppy. Oh, he was huge. He had hands as big as mine.
Oh, he really did. I kept staring at his paws like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he was full grown yet. But he was he was pretty. And then, yeah, a lot of dogs that looked a little like doodles. A lot of doodles. Pretty sure. Get some rescue dogs out there, folks. Mm-hmm. You know, do it.
But it really does. It does come down to where, you know, I'd rather listen to the youth in some cases or let them show me. Like in the case of being a creative, it's like I said, well, you know, this guy's just dressed in the latest, you know, fuckboy fashion or whatever. You know, as I was describing a panel, in my head, I had him dressed like a guy from the 80s or the 90s, right? And when Greg drew him, he drew him like a guy from right now that I never would have even thought of. So, yeah, it's like, tell me, give me your ideas. Let me see your ideas because you're probably going to be fresher than what I've got.
What are we talking, like Vans?
What's that?
I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what the cool kids wear right now. And I'm like, let's see, Skechers, maybe?
No. Skechers? Oh my Vans? God, Skechers.
Jordans?
Skechers are for like the oldest people.
Oh, shut up. I don't even own any Skechers.
Not yet, you don't.
Shush.
Doc Martens? Do they wear Doc Martens? I don't know.
The punk ones do, I think, still. Yeah,
my daughter has a pair. I love teenagers because I feel like it is their mission and they do have to change the world. And because of that, they're very, they're different, but they're very stubborn and opinionated and they think differently and they have to make those changes. They have to. I love listening to my kids, talk about politics because their views are different. And it's just so interesting.
Mm-hmm. And they vote. Mm-hmm. And paying attention to the youth vote, super important. I mean,
yeah,
you guys heard it last show. I think it was last show. I might be thinking about something else. But it's we can't keep hating on kids. And we got a lot of gatekeepers in Democratic politics. they probably do in Republican politics too. I don't know. I don't mess with them. But yeah, it's we gatekeep. And I have been anti-gatekeeping. I gatekeep against people like Jill Stein, who keep running for president, but then spend 3.5 years doing fuck all to do anything about their causes, their mission, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. I will gatekeep against assholes like that. You know, but when it comes down to when kids want to get involved, when Bernie was running, we had a huge influx of interest in the party, and the party treated these Bernie kids like they were lepers. And so they went away and they didn't come back. And now we've got a whole new batch of youngins, you know, because Bernie is eternal.
Well, Bernie appeals to everyone because it's what we really want in this country. But, you know, the corporate, somebody called them recently corporate Democrats. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah.
The corporate Democrats don't want to do that because their corporate paymasters will not allow that. Like you said, we need a general strike to get the corporations to pay attention again. But yeah. It comes down to. The other thing of the young people do, not only do they vote, but they also don't vote in protest. And you wind up with Donald Trump back in office, and their attitude is, good luck with that, dumb fucks, because...
We'll outlive what you guys break.
Yeah. And the fact is that how can their world get any worse than it already is? They can't buy a house. They can't even fucking afford rent anywhere.
And I do have the problems of much younger people.
Yes.
I started having problems in my late teens.
It tends to come back at us sometimes, and it's yep. weird. It's like, yep. Shouldn't we be immune to this by now? But no.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. But, you know, what the fuck are you going to do? So, okay. All right. I believe the children are our future. There it is. I've said it before. I will say it again. I do enjoy the little whippersnappers. I like their enthusiasm. You know, the ones that, mm-hmm. that protest didn't vote. Not so hot on you guys. You know, it's easier to get a person closer to your beliefs in and then bully them into submission than it is to try and get Trump to do anything other than what Stephen Miller tells him to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And that should have been fucking obvious. Democratic mm-hmm. lawmakers are just slutty for public pressure. They're just like, yep, oh, pressure me, daddy. Tell me what to do. Can't you hear Chuck Schumer saying that?
yep.
Pressure
I
me,
I hear Chuck Schumer
daddy.
Saying that all the time. Yeah.
I would just like to say, I will not be pressured. Yeah, I don't know why. My Bernie turned into fucking Fred Flintstone with a chest cold. I don't know.
Oh.
We used to run around doing accents and impressions at each other all the time, and we don't do that anymore because we don't see each other in person, and our craft has suffered from it. Let's be honest. We're just down. I think I got Irish, Russian, and very lowland Scots still in my fucking tool bag, and we used to have so many more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enough of that. Vice President J.D. Vance threw Pete Hegseth under the bus with Hegseth's announcement of what he said was putting a Qatari military base on an Air Force base in Idaho.
Yep.
I don't know if he knows this or not, but Idaho's a really racist place. And the guys from Qatar are not white.
Yeah, it was he's going to build a Qatari Air... Well, he actually said a Qatari Air Force facility is being built in Idaho. Not even on an existing base. We were building a brand new base just for Qatar.
Idiot. Idiot. Basically, what they're doing is they're throwing up some Quonset huts at a military yeah. base to run some pilots through. But Pete Hegseth opened his drunk mm-hmm. yap and just like made it so much worse. But
they're letting them fly out in the fighter planes they use, and then they're going to train them in aerial combat here, giving them American training in aerial combat, and then they go back. I mean, we do this for all of our allies, you know, at some point or another. We actually have our allies can park their jets here if they need to for a while.
Yeah, but we don't build them fucking permanent residences. That's what the
thing
is.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
And that's what Hegseth was saying we were doing.
I think that's what we are doing. I think we're building a permanent Qatari training facility on an existing Air Force base or Army
that
base. That
would not surprise me.
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. It's fucking dumb. But they gave us a 400.
Did they give Trump a $1 billion plane? So, yeah.
Well, no. They gave him a $400 million plane that's going to cost the American taxpayer $1 billion to upgrade to where you could fly a president in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, round about the cost of, I don't know, kind of a brand new fucking 747.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. What a gift. It's just, he saw it and it was probably just covered in gold lame.
Yep. Ugh.
I must have this plane. So J.D. Vance, while appearing on Sunday morning's Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, host Maria Bartiromo, boy, how she has fallen, asked Vance about the facility, questioning what the fuck Qatar is planning to develop in Idaho. Vance called Hegseth's announcement a fake story. He said, yeah, I saw some reporting on this. I actually talked to the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, this morning. This is largely a fake story. We continue to have with countries that we work with. We have relationships where sometimes their pilots work on our bases. Yeah, that's fine. Why would he report it as us building a special facility?
Exactly.
He could be wrong. He could be drunk. He could be blackout drunk and just making shit up. It does not make it a fake story. You know, that would make it
Why did he say it that way? Either it's actually happening or he is completely misinformed, and that's important to know why he's that misinformed.
Ta-da.
Why he's misspeaking. Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Because if it is the harmless side, like I was talking about, and that Vance is actually talking about, then why is he misrepresenting it? Yeah. Is he blackout drunk again, like you said?
The Arizona Attorney General is threatening to sue Mike Johnson over failure to swear in the newest member. We talked about her, 3 weeks ago, and she still hasn't been sworn in. In a scathing letter sent Tuesday, because that's what we do. Ooh, we can write a letter. I write great letters.
We're all about letters here.
We're all about letters. Arizona Attorney General, Chris Mays. God damn it. But wait, there's more. Threatened to sue House Speaker Mike Johnson over his failure to swear in Democratic Representative Adelita Grivalva. I don't know. I'm fucking it up. Weeks. It's been weeks since she was elected.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a Sue, or she, I don't know, it's K-R-I-S, so 99 out of 100 times, that's a lady.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Safe one.
Yeah. I'll go with that. But yeah, so anyway, a letter has been written. And as far as I'm concerned, the letter that you wrote should have been the subpoena.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Get that dumb fuck to court. Tell him why he's screwing around. Because he was asked this weekend on news TV. They're like, well, why don't you just do it tomorrow? He's like, oh, we can't do it tomorrow. We can't do that. It's been weeks. When their guy got elected in his special election, it was less than a day. It was less than a day before he got sworn in.
And it was still in a where they were in recess, and he still rushed everybody back. He's like, oh, well, their family was there to see them sworn in, so I wanted to take care of that. And it's like,
she put out a little video saying, I'm bringing my family. Will that speed things up?
But, you know, did you see what else he said this week about when a reporter asked him about Grijalva? He said, well, why isn't she doing the work of her people? Why isn't she representing her people like she's supposed to?
Did you see her response?
Because she hasn't been sworn in, Mike. Yeah, she's got an office. She actually put a video out. She has an office. She can't log on to any computers because she doesn't have a password yet.
Doesn't have an email.
She doesn't have an email. She can't do the work of her people. Of her constituents without being sworn in first, where she gets all that official shit, Mike. It's your fucking problem. You're the reason she can't do the job, and he's over there accusing her of not doing her job.
Yeah. All right.
Do your fucking job.
I got two pieces of good news.
Thank God.
Yay.
Number one, Scotland
Yay!
Has managed to qualify for the playoffs for the World Cup. Because another team lost.
Hey, you take what you Let's take, what you get.
I guess we won. Yeah. Basically, Scotland are guaranteed a crack at reaching the World Cup finals next summer. A nervy 2-1 victory over Group C, whipping boys Belarus, didn't exactly fill the tartan army with confidence. But Denmark's emphatic 3-1 win over Greece in Copenhagen killed off any lingering hopes of gate crashing the top two. So there's Scotland. Scotland is going to the World Cup. Well, they're going to qualify to compete to go to the World Cup.
They're gonna do a playoff for. They're basically, to put it in American football terms, they have a shot at the wild card.
They're the wild card. Yeah.
Yeah, they get a shot. They got to play in the wild card tournament or the wild card match, and if they get through the wild card, then they're pretty much in. They're in the groups. They'll be in the group.
Yep. It's been
20 years or more since they were there. So last there. So
they got it. They're gonna take it. They're gonna go all the way.
Yep.
I'm there for it.
They're not, but I'm 100% behind them.
Well, I just watched the U.S. men's team play a friendly the other day, and I was like, ooh, rough.
Yeah.
And somebody hurt Pulisic, and he's like the talent on the U.S. men's team. All right. I got to do this in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau caught kissing on a yacht in California. The good news on this is that Sophie is single.
Yep.
Have you ever seen Justin Trudeau's ex-wife?
No.
She's gorgeous. Mm. Yeah, she's very pretty, and she's single. But yeah, apparently Justin Trudeau, who usually I thought swung a little left, is stooping Katy Perry, who swings a little right.
She was married to Orlando.
No, they were engaged.
Oh, they just have a kid together.
Yeah, they do have a kid together. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's it, man. Sophie.
Hey, he had a chance. He has a chance to shtup an astronaut. He's going to do it.
That's right. Sophie. Mm. That's Sophie right there. Sophie.
Lots of Sophie.
Sophie's cute. Anyway, that's it for the show, gang. We're going to go over to
what
Patreon.
What you don't know is Orlando Bloom is moving in on Sophie now that Katie's left him. So.
Should. Oh, perfect. That is perfect. I'm starting that rumor today.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going over to Patreon, patreon.com/defenmedia. DEFENmedia. See, the defen, it's almost a word. But media, I trust you to be able to spell.
Mm-hmm.
I am very confident in you folks. Anyway, every week that we record, we go over there and do special content behind the paywall. We run it on the honor system. It is the lifeline for this show. So if you want to help us out, that is the quickest, easiest, cheapest way to do it. You are also welcome to go to theleftshow.com and drop any kind of a donation that you would like. I'll even take advice at this point. Seriously.
Could use some.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know anymore. But that's it for us. Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, JC.
You're welcome, America.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DefenMedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.